to you. I'm just trying to fucking help you. Do you understand me?
No, Johnny.
I'm being a fucking collaborator. I'm just trying to help you figure out
your
fucking picture. Hey, bitch. I'm not here to be fucking yelled at. I worked on this fucking thing for 3 fucking years. Not to have some fucking cunt yell at me. In front of the fucking crew. When I'm trying to fucking help you, bitch. Figure it out yourself.
Well, I have to.
Yeah, fuck yourself.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the Action Room. This is our 10th episode.
Number 10, the big 10.
Yeah, so this is our 10th episode, and we are very excited. The 10th anniversary. We've been doing the show for 3 months. It's going really well.
We've been doing it for mad long, kid.
Mad long. You guys are awesome. So, yeah. I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Afua Richardson.
And we are bringing you our 10th episode, which is our shout-out show.
Shout-outs! Yeah, here in the Action Room.
Yeah, so we're going to use the shout-out show to give special thanks to everyone who's helped us, guided us, befriended us.
Word up, all our peeps.
Cool
kid.
Stuff. And, wow, Afua.
Yo, what's up, too?
Well, I don't know, Afua, are you trying something different now?
I'm just trying to validate my blackenticity.
Blackenticity. So there you have it, folks.
Let me list a few people that I want to give out shout-outs
to.
Sure. A lot of people who helped us make this
because we're
podcast.
We're a podcast. We're on iTunes. We're on PodcastAlley. .com. We're on Odeo.com and Yahoo.com.
Odeo.
We should be.
Yeehaw!
Beautiful.
So Kevin at PodPress. We got Neil Gorman at Comicology.
Yeah.
Comic Geek Speak. Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Big Kev.
A lot of comics here.
Comic Book Savant. Comic Timing. Comic News Insider. Comic Geeks. Oh, we already did that one.
Yeah.
Yo, we gonna break
Jenny
the
Moody.
Record.
Jenny Moody.
The wonderful, sweetly voiced Jenny Moody.
Augie DeBlick.
Whose column is awesome at comicbookresources.com. Read it.
We want to thank Midtown Comics.
Rob Decker, Gall, Athena, and Hall.
Decker at Illusion TV.
Big Decker.
The Comic Book Club.
Yeah.
Who will be helping us with some stuff in the future.
Tuesday nights.
PulpSecret.com.
Awesome.
And, our correspondents, Jessica and Sylvie.
Woo!
The Howard Stern Show. All the celebrities who gave us interviews and IDs. The guests we've had in studio and out, YouTube, MySpace, and all the sites.
I think I'm hearing some Oscar playoff music in the background.
I'll try to move it on. Okay, YouTube, MySpace, and all the sites that link our stuff and contribute to the viral marketing for the Action Room.
I'd
like to thank my wife and my lovely kids. If it wasn't for you, I couldn't have done this. Thank you very much.
Okay, so next up we've got an interview with cosplay expert and costume model Ruby Rocket.
Oh, cosplay? Yo, what's cosplay, kid?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Afua, because I myself did not know what cosplay was until very recently. It's get ready for this, listeners. It's
right.
Costume play. It's when you dress up as a character.
Work.
And then you role play, I suppose, in the costume. But a lot of it just seems to be like hot girls dressing up and modeling. I don't know if there's actually role playing involved.
That's all right. That's kind of John Blazing.
Yeah. So, Afua, I notice you're taking the whole role playing thing very kind of scarily far here.
Album's dropping in March 2K7. MC Little Foo, a.k.a. Hong Kong Fooey, on the 1 and 2s.
Okay, MC Hong Kong Fooey. Well, thanks, Afua, and I hope maybe the real Afua will come back and join us sometime.
Forget the comeback. I've been here for years.
Good reference. Wow. Okay, well, now we're going to go to our interview with Mike talking to the lovely, talented, creative Ruby Rocket. Here goes.
This is Mike from the Action Room, and I'm talking with Ruby Rocket, who's a cosplay model. So, Ruby, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
First of all, explain what cosplay is for the people who aren't familiar with the term.
The original term cosplay came from Japan and their whole anime scene. They put together costume and play and came up with cosplay, but that's navigated over here, and it kind of just, I mean, it can be referenced to all costumers now. I mean, costumers in, like, the geek fandom, I guess.
And so what did you talk about, like, how you first got into it?
I used to, years and years and years ago, I used to watch Sailor Moon when it was on TV, and that got my juices flowing with the whole costuming thing. I made myself a Sailor Moon costume out of pieces in my dress-up box.
So do all cosplayers usually make their own costumes?
It really depends. I remember when I first started doing it, it was a big thing that a lot of costumers made their costumes, but it is branching out now where there are costumers that mass produce them in China, and you can just buy them online.
But now, if I just, like, let's say you had a cosplay party, I don't know if that's what you guys do sometimes, but I came with, like, one of those plastic cheap costumes from a box with, you know, the rubber string and the mask that keeps breaking. Would I be rejected because, you know, being rejected as it is by a girl sucks, and then one that was in a homemade Catwoman costume would really be on another level?
No, as long as you're having fun, then why not?
So there's no stigma to buying a costume?
I don't believe so, as long as you don't take credit for another person's work.
Fair enough. So talk about the Maxim. You were in Maxim. How'd that happen?
Well, they're featuring me on their online photo blog right now. They found me when I was posted, when my interview with the Geek Sign was posted on dig.com, and they contacted me and asked if I could submit photos of my costumes. I actually just heard from them today, and they are setting up my shoot spring.
Why do you think you've gotten so much press, more than your average cosplay model?
I think it's just a pure sheer luck.
Now the answer is you're hot. I think that's the answer. All right. Is it mostly women, or are there a lot of men as well? Is there like a dating scene? Like,
I found in the comic book costuming world, there do tend to be more men that do dress up. So it is expanding. More and more people are getting their girlfriends and wives, and more females are coming in and saying, well, hey, I like comic books too. It's okay for me to be with the guys. And it's definitely expanding. I have two friends who are a couple. They're great, and they both costume together. So
why do you think it is growing in popularity?
I really think it has a lot to do with comic books are just becoming more mainstream, especially with the movies that have come out, and it's becoming more well-known.
Do you enjoy being every male geek's fantasy, or do you try not to think about it?
I honestly don't think about it. I'm just doing what I love to do. And if I can make a person happy by seeing me in a costume, then that's great, too.
So when you get older, will you be, like, knitting baby superhero costumes for your kids and stuff?
Oh, definitely. My kids are going to be the most spoiled kids ever when it comes to Halloween.
But now you have an original character. Tell us about as much as you can about that and what you're working on.
I was approached by Ape Entertainment, which is an independent publisher. They put out books like Athena Voltaire and Black Coat. And they approached me and pitched a character to me that would be based around my image and my likeness and my name, Ruby Rocket. And it's going to kind of be a space adventure, Barbarella, Adam Strange, meet Laura Croft sort of thing.
Nice. And you're going to be in San Diego this year?
Yeah, we're actually going to be at San Diego Comic Con promoting the book. I'll be at the Ape Entertainment booth.
You want to plug your MySpace or any other sites?
I can plug my website, which is not up yet, but it should be up very, very soon, and that's www.rocketsagogo.com.
And your MySpace, too, which is, what, Niamh?
MySpace?
Niamh
Doll? N-I-A-M-H Doll.
All right, well, this is Mike, and you've been listening to The Action Room. I've been talking to Ruby Rocket, and thanks again so much for coming on the show.
Thanks
for having me on. Alright, that was Ruby Rocket. Thank you, Ruby. Great interview. Check out her MySpace page.
Yeah.
I personally think she's the best as Phoenix and Batgirl.
I don't know why she didn't dress up like Storm.
I don't know. We'll have to ask her next interview. So we're going to round up the show right now. Thanks for listening. Next week, we've got our video game episode, don't we?
Yeah! Before? Nintendo Wii, Xbox 360, PlayStation 3. I want to shout out Quetzalcoatl, the Colombian gamer.
Wow, the Colombian gamer.
Yeah.
And will we perhaps maybe get the old school of Fua back next week, perhaps?
Maybe, kid. You know, we're going to see what happens.
All right, because the Fua's really getting into this cosplay gangster thing.
Yo!
Is that a car pulling up outside the studio?
Ain't that punk Kevin from last week? freak who didn't win the Superman trivia contest?
Oh my god.
Yo, I think he got a gun, kid.
Holy shit, Afua! Afua, get down!